This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. On Monday, the State Health Department reported 179 confirmed COVID-19 patients in Colorado hospitals, the lowest number since September 2020. The positivity rate, the rate of positive tests, dropped to 2.9%. That's the lowest figure since last summer. Marshall Fire victims say they're struggling to get low-interest loans from the Federal Small Business Administration. Homeowners can borrow as much as $200,000 through the program. During a roundtable on Monday with Congressman Joe Neguse, Louisville resident Aubrey de Barros says it's been tough to get details about the loans.
It feels like they're like the stepchild to the FEMA. I mean, they just are not used to dealing in emergency situations like this.
Neguse said others have contacted his office with similar complaints. That's one reason he sent a joint letter with Senator Hickenlooper and Senator Bennett asking the administration to provide more relief and clearer communication to fire victims. A new study shows the benefit of an alternative strategy to ease postpartum pain without using opioids. Here's CPR Health reporter John Daly.
Women routinely receive medications, often oxycodone, to help manage pain after delivering babies by a cesarean section. A team at Lutheran Medical Center studied how a group of nearly 200 women did using a binder, a wide compression belt around the abdomen. Corey Hoskins is the lead researcher and an OB nurse.
We're putting some pressure on that incision. So the reason that the binder helps is because it acts as kind of like a girdle.
The results show the majority of patients who wore the binder reported less pain and used less pain medication after the operation. I'm John Daly, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.